The New Zealand election delay, Morrison's bags, and a U-turn from the government. This is your TLDR News Daily Briefing for Monday, August 17th. Today's first story is about the upcoming general election in New Zealand. As the coronavirus pandemic has been progressing, some countries are experiencing a new increase in cases, and that's exactly what's happened in New Zealand, resulting in Auckland being locked down. The next step is the delay of the upcoming election. Prime Minister Ardern has today announced that the general election, scheduled for the 19th of September, will instead take place on the 17th of September. She's claimed that this will give the Electoral Commission and all parties time to plan for the election and figure out a way to campaign while remaining safe. This comes after the opposition party claimed that the election should be delayed as the pandemic gives Prime Minister Ardern an unfair advantage due to the campaigning restrictions. Although the Prime Minister has given the delay, she's made clear that there are no more plans to further delay the election. In more light-hearted and less serious news, it's been announced today that UK supermarket chain Morrison's will introduce paper bags to replace bags for life. This is part of a drive to remove unnecessary plastic from within their stores. The bags have already been rolled out to Welsh stores, but there are plans to roll it out across all of their stores if the trial is successful. Morrison's have claimed that this replacement would save 90 million plastic bags from being used per year, which would prevent 3,510 tons of plastic from being wasted. These new bags will cost the same as the regular Morrison's plastic bag, 20 pence, so it doesn't appear that the new paper bags will break the bank for any of their customers. In more UK news today, it's been announced that the government has U-turned yet again. Following intense pressure from students across the country who've been infuriated at their A-level grades being reduced, with some claiming that their postcode has influenced the grades they were given, the government has now changed the system used to give sixth formers their A-levels. Ofqual, the government regulator responsible for exams, has announced that centre-assessed grades, which are the predicted grades given to pupils by their teachers, will now be used to determine grades for A-level students. This is a huge U-turn from the government, who've been insisting that this would compromise the integrity of exam grades. The previous system used an algorithm to moderate grades, which often lowered the predicted grades given to pupils by their teachers. Under the new model, teachers' predictions are now the sole determinant of A-level grades. Questions are now, though, being asked about the increased number of people who are likely to be accepted into university. In addition, questions are being asked about how tenable Education Secretary Gavin Williams' position is now. Ofqual have offered their apology in their statement, saying that they're extremely sorry for the uncertainty and anxiety caused to students over the last few days. The Education Secretary has also offered an apology, saying that he's sorry for the distress. As this has just been announced, we're yet to see the full repercussions of this decision, and we'll update you as and when these occur. For those of you who think the news is too long, be sure to check out tomorrow's daily briefing. Read the newsletter by signing up at tldrnews.co.uk/daily. Listen to the briefing by searching for TLDR News in your podcast app, or watch the briefing at youtube.com/TLDR Daily. The Daily Briefing is a TLDR News podcast brought to you by 326 Limited. It was written by Ben Blissett and recorded and edited by Jack Kelly. And the executive producer of The Daily Briefing is Jack Kelly. Learn more about TLDR News at tldrnews.co.uk or by searching for TLDR on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook.